is above. Leviathan immediately understood. It is telling us that it will dissociate.
The eldest flared in blue distaste. Dissociate? Here? Amongst us? Revolting, flashed another of the elders. Obviously, signaled the elder next to it. The alien is of a low mentality. Its ways are crude and disgusting.
It is alien, Leviathan insisted. Its ways are different from ours.
It is feeble-minded, signed the newest elder. Slow and feeble-minded.
Leviathan countered.
Then how is it that the alien has come into our realm? How could it be feeble-minded if it left its own region in the cold abyss above and came down here to find us?
Decisions. Capsule launch in 1 minute, Dorn called out. Jaeger said, Better hang on tight. If those beasties out there start thrashing around, we're going to get battered but good.
We've told them we're going to launch the capsule, Corvus said. They won't be frightened.
You hope, Jaeger snapped, as he wormed his feet firmly into the deck loops and wedged both hands against the overhead.
Deirdre reached for handholds on her console, noting that Andy and Dorn were doing the same. Her arms felt heavy, weary. Every movement she made caused the pain in her chest to flare hotly. Dorn flexed his prosthetic hand slowly as he said,
Our life support readouts are nearly touching the red lines. We'll have to cut our mission short. No! Corvus snapped immediately.
Even in the sound-deepening perfluorocarbon, his voice was a high-pitched yelp.
We're communicating with the Leviathans. We're talking with intelligent aliens. Do we want to die down here? Jaeger growled.
We haven't hit any red lines yet, have we? Deirdre asked. Can't we stay until we actually reach the limits?
Dorn seemed to take a deep breath, then replied, Capsule launch in 30 seconds.
Leviathan watched the alien being dissociating, but it was unlike any dissociation it had ever known or heard of. A solid chunk of the alien shot out of its body like a miniature darter, heading straight up toward the cold abyss above. Then, nothing. Leviathan waited with the elders, but the alien did not detach any more of its members. After a seeming eternity of waiting, the eldest signaled,
It merely separated one member.
And the member did not bud, pictured another of the elders.
Does it understand that the symmetry demands that we bud alone, away from the kin?
And feed the daughters, Leviathan thought. But it remained dark.
The alien apparently has some sense of decency, said the newest elder. At least, the member it detached does. It goes off to bud alone, as is proper. It fled away from us, flashed the eldest.
Perhaps, Leviathan signed, it is frightened of us. Perhaps it is not budding. Perhaps it has merely sent one of its members back to its own realm.
For what purpose? Asked the eldest.
Leviathan hesitated before answering, knowing that the elders would not be pleased at its thought. To tell them about the kin, it answered at last. To tell its fellow aliens that we exist. All five of the elders glared hot white. Yes, Leviathan realized. That frightens them.
Rest period for Dee and Max, said Dorn.
Deirdre grimaced inwardly at the thought of feeding herself again through the port in her throat. Jaeger said,
Why don't we just get the hell out of here? What can we accomplish by stooging around with these critters? We're talking with them, Corvus fairly shouted. We're learning about them. And getting sicker every minute, Jaeger countered. I don't know about you, pal, but my back is killing me. I feel like I'm 200 years old and I'm carrying a 600-kilo gorilla on my back. Hotly, Corvus said, we came down here to communicate with the Leviathans, which we've done. Now let's haul ass and get back where we belong. We belong here, even if it kills us. We're not dead yet, Max. Far from it, Dorne interjected. Our physical condition is deteriorating. At the present rate, we will not be able to stay at this depth for the scheduled length of the mission. Corvus glared at the cyborg. Deirdre could see anger smoldering in his normally placid eyes. And Jaeger was staring defiantly at Corvus. Andy wants to communicate with them so badly, she thought. He's willing to risk his own life for this. He's willing to fight Max and even Dorne. I can't let him carry this to the point where they'll be enemies. She reached out and touched Jaeger's shoulder. Come on, Max. It's dinner time. Jaeger blinked at her, then made a forced little grin. Yeah. Let's have the blue plate special. Deirdre saw some of the angry tension ease out of Andy's body. Dorne looked slowly from Corvus to Jaeger, and then to Deirdre. He dipped his chin a bare centimeter at her, and Deirdre understood that Dorne recognized what she had just defused.
The alien is dark, signed the eldest. Leviathan signed, it told us that it would dissociate one member only, and that is what it has done. Now it says nothing. The newest elder maintained, if it is intelligent, its intelligence must be of a low order. It has nothing to tell us. We should ignore it. The eldest disagreed. Its presence among us is a change in the symmetry. We must protect ourselves against any disruption. It seems peaceful enough, Leviathan sighed. Even helpful, when it protected us against the Daughters.
But that is not part of the symmetry,
another of the elders flashed in urgent blue.
We have always faced the Daughters alone. The alien disrupts the symmetry.
The alien enlarges the symmetry, Leviathan countered. The alien shows us that our understanding of the symmetry has been limited. All of the elders went dark, pondering this new thought. Leviathan waited, hoping that the alien would light up again and prove that it is intelligent and beneficial. At last the eldest decided. It signed to Leviathan. You will take the alien to the edge of the kin and remain there with it. Whatever it tells you, you will report through the kin to us. Try to learn from it, but do not allow it to interfere with the kin in any way. Leviathan realized that the eldest was choosing the wisest path and flashed its agreement in muted tones of orange and yellow. Then Leviathan wondered, how do I tell the alien what it must do?
Trouble. Deirdre awoke from her sleep period feeling far from rested. Her entire body felt sluggish, weary. The pain in her chest seemed worse than before, she thought, a hot throbbing that sent waves of agony through her whole body. It's the pressure, she knew. We're down deeper than we ever planned to be. She saw that Max was still asleep, tucked into his cramped shelf like a corpse on a slab. His breathing was a labored gurgle, as if he were half strangling. Should I tell Dorne? Deirdre wondered. Max's physical condition is displayed on the life support readouts, she told herself.
If he's in any trouble,